anytime they say rich, just take out that word and put a middle class, because that's who they're going to hit with that tax. They're going to make sure you get higher wages so that then you fall into that tax bracket so that they can hit you harder. And if they can't do that, they're going to find other ways to tax you so that they can hold you back and keep you in that range where they can maximize the dollars that they make off of.
If you live in a place like Vancouver or Toronto, good luck trying to buy a home. And so Poiliev is sticking to his message and not taking the bait with regard to the capital gains tax increase, which is substantial and will not be hurting the richest of the rich, as many small business groups and journalists now, it's taken a couple of days for the dust to settle on this. They're pointing out, hey, you're really giving a sock in the jaw to a lot of small business people, entrepreneurs, artisans who, you know, they don't get a government pension. You know, they might have bought a triplex, live in one of them, rent out the other two. All of a sudden, they're going to get hit with a whopping increase in their capital gains, a 33% increase in what has to be brought into income. People are finally starting to notice that. And no, it's not Trudeau going after the super rich. He's going after super ordinary Canadians, and they're starting to see it.
A tax is a tax is a tax. That's all there is to it. This is a tax. Now, who pays the tax is the question that we want to look at here. The super rich are never going to do this because they spend time creating the structures that are needed to be able to pay the least amount of tax. That's what happens. So it becomes a situation where people that are in the middle who don't have that ability are the ones that get hit. Look, one of the let me go on a key point here, guys, if you can just stay with me here. In certain countries, it is extremely difficult to go from poor to middle class. Like, it's virtually impossible. But once you get there, it's unlimited to go from middle class to super rich. There are a number of countries like that in the world where you can just having to go from poor to middle class is absolutely brutal. We live in a country here, whether it be in Canada or the United States, we live in countries where it's easy to go from poor to middle class. It's easy to upgrade on education and get a better job. It's easier to be able to self-educate through online studying, go to the library, whatever old-fashioned kind of stuff you want to, however you want to talk about it, it's easier to upgrade on the job that you want and get from poor to middle class in North America. It's extremely difficult to go from middle class to rich, and that barrier of entry is challenging for a place like Canada because of these taxes. And the more taxes you add on, the harder it becomes for you to get to that next level. And you have to be very intentional about how you build if you're going to look to get to that next level. So anytime you hear the government talk about taxing the super rich, or even if they call it the rich, do not believe a word that they're saying, because there is no such thing. The moment the rich believe they're going to get taxed, the moment they think their wealth is going to be taken, they move their money to another place. And that has happened for thousands of years and will happen again right now. And we're watching right now as Canadians are taking their money out of Canada and moving it to the United States or to other countries, to Mexico, to places where they are going to be free to continue to build wealth. They don't want to see the government just take it away after they've worked that hard for it. So anytime you hear this, it's a bunch of lies and it's not happening. Anytime they say rich, just take out that word and put a middle class, because that's who they're going to hit with that tax. They're going to make sure you get higher wages so that then you fall into that tax bracket so that they can hit you harder. And if they can't do that, they're going to find other ways to tax you so that they can hold you back and keep you in that range where they can maximize the dollars that they make off of.
Talk a little bit of budget, and did this hit the mark for young Canadians? That's who he was targeting.
That's the most important question. And I think it fell way short. I mean, it's one thing after 8.5 years to say, oh, I finally get it, after saying that it was not federal responsibility. Now I'm going to start doing something about housing. There are actually some interesting measures in there, but it's not going to do anything between now and the next election. He was trying to get back the millennials and the Gen Zs, the ones who are 43 and under. And I think it fell way short. They know that Trudeau completely let them down for the past 8.5 years. They know that they're the first generation in Canadian history to actually be poorer than their parents, to have less of a chance of owning a home. And you know, Roger, Mr. Trudeau's been talking about the middle class and people who work hard to join the middle class. What's a better symbol that you've joined the middle class than the ability to own a home? And for those generations, it's just not within their grasp.
Well, it's great that he points out here that the Gen Z and the millennials are poorer than their parents, poorer than the generation before them. Now, what we probably should point out is that that's actually quite common. People may not realize this, but normally you don't have the time. You've not had the time in that your parents have had in to go through, pay all the expenses, go through all of that stuff, save up money, get into a house. Now, what's interesting to understand, though, is that these generations are further behind than their parents' generations would have been. Now, I don't know if we can blame all of that directly on the economy. A lot of that has to do with social behavior. Are we emphasizing the need to save, the need to invest money, the need to delay gratification? Those are some of the ideas that we need to even capture there, because these following generations do not have those as hallmarks for them. They don't have those teachings that are being taught to them. So what's happening is they don't have the down payments needed to get into the next stage, because in fact, the opportunities are actually greater now than they were for their parents' generation. I know a lot of people like to put it in that other, in the other way around and say that, hey, the parents had it better. The parents may have had a longer stretch where the markets were continually going up. And that was partly due to the parents having a different mindset around money. And because people have, as a wholesale, taken on this idea of spending as quickly as you can, budgeting by weekly budgets, you know, this is how much money I can afford to spend. You're people budgeting from paycheck to paycheck because they're always expecting the next one to be there. It's this type of mindset that makes it more and more difficult for these generations to get ahead. Otherwise, the reality is there are a ton of deals out there. Although home prices are expensive in certain areas, the boomers generation, even Gen X for that matter, were a lot more ready to move to where the opportunity was. We saw huge migrations of people that moved from one location to another to get cheaper housing. They'll go get jobs in that area. They'll do without the cars. They'll do without the clothes to be able to buy those houses. And that's just really not a concept that anyone wants to consider right now. I know this is not the popular take. And if you want to get ahead, there's massive opportunities. There's more opportunities now than there were for any of these generations before.